Welcome to Boutique Practices. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Pienko, aka Dr. Mama Bird. I'm a chiropractor, entrepreneur, wife, and busy mama, and this is the place where you will learn how to design a practice that fits into your life and your calling rather than trying to fit your dreams into a box. I'm going to show you how you can do this with a low volume, part-time, and high-touch chiropractic or physical therapy practice that pays you like the doctor you are. Girl, if you are sick and tired of working crazy long hours, rushing from patient to patient, and not getting paid well, all while missing out on the most important events of your life that are happening back at home, then you're in the right place. I'm gonna show you how you can get back to enjoying both your life and the work you do, all while making more money doing it with a boutique practice. Friend, it's time to stop hustling and take a step of faith. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Boutique Practice Podcast. This is Dr. Alex, and I am super stoked today to be talking about one of my favorite topics, which is community. And not just community in general, but specifically talking about how to create a community that lifts you up and curate a circle and a group of people that will help you grow on the trajectory that you are wanting to grow in your life, in your business. Y'all, I was thinking about the importance of having a life like-minded community in our journey, whether it's in business, relationships, parenting, and it is so crucial for each and every one of us to not just know our vision, but to be surrounded around other people who also share that vision, whether they're ahead of us, a few steps, multiple years, or they're on the same journey, who can not just be there to hold space for you, but also uplift you and even potentially be accountability for you as you grow in your life. Now, one of the things that I've always said about business is that a business grows you up the same way becoming a parent grows you up. It raises you. You're raised by raising children. You're also raised by raising a business or even being a spouse. And one of the tools that we have always, or not always, but we have learned to use specifically in our marriage when it comes to creating a community around us is being super intentional on who we spend our time with, but also confide in and communicate with around marriage itself, right? There's this saying that says, that is, show me your five closest friends and I'll show you where you're going to be in 5 years. And I believe that to be so true. I remember early on in our marriage when we were not spending time with other people who had similar visions in marriage and how toxic that the communication we had would be. I remember being in groups where all we did was complain about our husbands instead of seeing the good in them and seeing, you know, how we can support them and, you know, be good, not just good wives, but just good people to each other. How that negatively impacted our relationship versus once we decided to get super intentional about saying, hey, we are going to make sure that we are surrounded by healthy marriages or marriages, people who are determined to have a healthy marriage, people who have been there and done that, people who are also going in that direction. And those conversations and those groups were very, very different. Not only was it, you know, uplifting, like we held space for each other. Life is real, right? Like we didn't have this toxic positivity. This group doesn't have this toxic positivity, but when we're frustrated, we know we can share those frustrations. And at the same time, the people that we have chosen very specifically to speak into these situations also call us out on our own stuff and hold us accountable to being better partners for each other. Y'all, the same thing happens with parenting and with business. Not everyone we're friends with, whether it's starting a business or a marriage or relationship, may align with our aspirations. And that's why finding a community of like-minded people can be vital. These communities can be in person, they can be virtual, they can be, you know, whatever makes sense for you. But some of these are crucial, and these are the places that are often more than just outlets for commiseration. Now, commiseration at first it doesn't sound so bad. It's really just getting together and sharing and sometimes holding space for each other. But really, commiseration means to take part in another's misery, meaning you're just leaning into each other's misery and digging into each other's wounds. Sometimes it feels good, but it can feel good to vent. It can feel good to complain. It can feel good to get it off your chest. But if there's nothing after that that is impactful in a positive way, those are not the groups we need to spend our time in, or those are not the relationships we need to be necessarily opening everything up to. We want to be around people that can nurture our future and nurture that we can, and also we can nurture as well. It shouldn't, we don't want to just be one way, like just, you know, receiving all the time, but that we can also speak into and give to with a positive mindset versus the constant complaining and frustration. I don't know about y'all, but I've been in some Facebook groups, chiropractic Facebook groups, where that's literally all it seems like is going on, is just whining and complaining and frustrations. And like, yeah, like people are valid in a lot of their frustrations, but there's never anything positive. Those groups are so toxic. I'm like, I can't be in these groups. The few positive things that come from this group come with the weight of having to dig through the muck in order to see those things. So instead, I was intentional about saying who can I provide value to, and vice versa in this group that I want to be friends with, and then left the group because it just wasn't uplifting. It wasn't really worth my time and the notifications going up and seeing the things that, y'all, I don't know about anybody listening to this, but I can get on fire and lit about something really fast. I am a recovering rageaholic, so it is very easy for me to see something, and well, in the past, it had been very easy for me to see something that would offend me and like get all in my feelings about something that has absolutely nothing to do with me. And so one of the steps for myself for growth has been to not put myself in situations to constantly be bombarded with negative information, right? Like, you don't want to turn on the news if you want to see something positive. It's the same thing in the groups that you're in and you're around. And so I've learned that being intentional, spending my time with people that want camaraderie, not just to commiserate, not just to hold space for each other, but also want to build each other up in a successful business and strive for a very similar lifestyle, is life-giving. It's amazing to see people cheer each other on. Just, you know, you cheering people on, you seeing other people cheering people on, you being on the receiving end and you being on the giving end is completely different than, being in groups where you're not necessarily moving forward together. Which reminds me, another piece of that is when you are surrounding yourself with people, you know, who are your top five people in any category of what your life goals are, whether it's family, relationship, marriage, business, whatever it may be, sports, if you're into sports or hobbies or something like that, if you're going towards a goal, when you're looking at those top five people, you need people who are ahead of you. Yes, it is great to pour into people who are in the same level as you or people that you want to lead. Highly encourage that. I love coaching. I love mentoring. And at the same time, I've got a coach. I've got a mentor. And I'm in a mastermind right now full of women who are actually ahead of me. And it makes a huge difference to see, not only is it possible to see other people accomplishing these goals, other people doing things that are similar to what I want to do, that inspire me, that raise me up in a different way, versus being the top dog in every circle that you're in. Feel good to be the top dog, but it doesn't always serve you to always be the alpha in every group that you come in, always be the person that everybody's looking for advice from, because it goes back to just remembering that you need pouring into too. You don't always, if you always pour out and you're never poured into, eventually things run out, right? It's hard to pour from overflow if you're not being poured into at all. And obviously that can come from many different places. We've talked about this in other episodes. You can't 100% depend on people to pour into you. There needs to be, I believe personally, a relationship with your Heavenly Father. He's going to do the most of the pouring, but at the same time, sometimes He pours into you through other people. And so, I've discovered that being in a community where everyone shares a similar vision and supports each other's success is incredibly empowering. It's different, and it's also so different than sharing my dreams with friends and colleagues who may be amazing cheerleaders. They love what I'm doing, and they're awesome, and I love having them in my corner, but they may not always understand the choices that I'm up against or the reasons I would make a decision about something. And so I can't say that I always listen to them because they've not been there. They've not done it. They're not entrepreneurs. They don't understand, and that's okay. They don't have to understand. We shouldn't expect everyone to understand our vision, everyone that we've been friends with or our family members with. It's okay because we all have a different journey, and there's going to be things that come up in some relationships that you have that you probably aren't the best person to support someone through. And so I just encourage you, as you start taking inventory of these relationships, number one, like, look at which relationships are really fruitful. How are they fruitful? Who are your people? But also who's not. There may be some people who are not your people, and maybe it doesn't mean like unfriending them and never talking to them again, but it's being selective with what you share. It's being selective with the amount of time you spend with that person. It's setting some boundaries around a conversation, and sometimes it's simply deciding to be the light in the conversation before you go into it and saying, "Hey, I'm going to go into this conversation. It's going to be uplifting. And if it's no matter what I do, it's draining. Maybe it's time to end the conversation early." And just going in with those things in mind ahead of time, it can make a huge difference in protecting your peace. So with that said, I have some examples here that I would love to share with y'all. I'll share one in my own personal life. I remember actually last year, there was a hard month. It was really hard. We had a couple of weeks where we faced our childcare unexpectedly closing down. We have this preschool we absolutely loved. It shut down unexpectedly. All of a sudden, there was something wrong with how my mortgage was set up, and all of a sudden, my mortgage went up about $1,000 a month that we weren't planning for or budgeting for. And then in that same month, I broke my foot, and it was hard. And in the past, I remember I would have probably turned to the people who would commiserate with me, who would be like, "Oh, poor Alex, like, we'll pray for you," but didn't necessarily offer any kind of hope, but instead reinforced negativity. And it would have felt good in the moment to feel justified and to cry on somebody's shoulder, but ultimately would have left me like, I still feel like crap. So instead, the more you practice being intentional with your circles and your groups, and you start looking at this and differently. I remember very specifically saying, "Okay, I'm going to reach out to somebody who I'm going to share this with, and they're going to hold space for me, but they're also going to provide unwavering support and optimism." And actually, it was a couple of people, and these few people that we actually shared this with, these challenges with, were exactly what we needed. Not only were they helping us to see, that it is hard and it's okay for things to be hard and it's okay to be frustrated, but they also helped us to see some things right in front of our face we didn't even recognize. And their faith fueled me and my excitement for some opportunities that we didn't even realize were right there. And I know, had I gone to the friends who wanted to commiserate, I would not have been looking at the situation from a different perspective, and I would have missed out on something actually really big that is impacting our practice now. It actually it's made a huge impact on our practice, a huge impact on how we serve people. It's made a huge impact on other individuals that I would not have even seen had I not been intentional about who I talk to about these stressors and these frustrations. And so when starting a business, we're bound to encounter transitions, challenges, unexpected hurdles. It's just life, right? But it's crucial to carefully choose who we share our vision with. We want to write that vision down. We want to make it plain, but not everybody needs to see the vision. Not everybody believes in us. And sometimes we have people that we think are in our corner who really aren't in our corner. And sometimes we have people in our corner who want to cheer you on, but they just don't understand. And that's okay. They don't need to see the whole thing. We want to have people who believe in us, believe in our goals, who are also set apart and going in a similar direction. So when we surround ourselves with a community that uplifts and supports and helps maintain our focus on the bigger picture, that's when we really can see a difference, not just in our goals, but how we can make a difference in the world. I believe that, you know, if you're listening to this, you know, 15 minutes in and this is really resonating with you, I encourage you to discuss this. Are there people in your circle right now that you can discuss this with? You're like, hey, you know, I'm actually doing an inventory on my community and the people that I'm spending life with. And I'm realizing that this is awesome. I've got a great community. I'm so grateful for you guys. Or are you doing the inventory and you're like, you know, I've had some setbacks and I don't really feel like I was supported through those setbacks. Or I don't feel like, you know, I have the people in my corner that Alex is talking about. And so while I encourage you to take inventory, I also want to encourage you that there are people probably right in your backyard who want to foster community with you, who are probably looking for the same thing. They're looking for community. They're looking for camaraderie. They're looking for accountability. All it takes is being intentional about searching for it and developing those relationships and being the person that you want to be in your corner for other people. So if you're looking for other like-minded practitioners, I encourage you to follow me on Instagram. Y'all, there's tons of other people who are in this community who are just as stoked and excited about your dreams as you are. And I cannot wait to share something you are going to get to find out pretty soon here that we are bringing to the table, that we are bringing to our community that will also create opportunities for you to expand and grow as well and connect with other like-minded boutique practice owners or people who are looking to open a boutique practice. So if that's you, stick around and I cannot wait to connect with you soon. Hey friend, before you go, if you're loving this content and you know a boutique practice is in your future, or maybe you already have a small practice that could use some refinement, make sure to sign up for the Boutique Practice Brilliance 2-day roadmap challenge happening live on April 4th and 5th. Y'all, in this challenge, you're going to get crystal clear with an executable roadmap on exactly how to take that beautiful vision of yours and make it shine like the diamond that it is so that you can attract your ideal patients, create high ticket, no-brainer care plans and offers, all with a practice that fits into your life. Y'all, the work we're gonna do together in this challenge, in this workshop, I have sold at over $500. And right now, with the launch of my new podcast, I'm giving it away for just $17. So hurry now to the show notes and snag a seat, because just like in practice, I like to keep things low volume and intimate so that way we can really dive deep. And I know spots are going to fill up. Now, if you can't make it, no worries, girl. Go ahead and head on over to the show notes anyways. Click on the link and snag your first access pass while it's on pre-sale today. See you there.